This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says entire nation has trust in the youth. Communications Minister Rekha Sharma insists on data security and more than 50 people missing and 2 dead after China mine collapse. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has said that the entire nation has hope and trust in the youth. Addressing the convocation ceremony of the 17th batch of senior division training organized by the Rashtriya Seva Dal in Turikhel today, Prime Minister Dahal said youths are not only the hopes of parents, they are the hopes of the country. Prime Minister Dahal stated that it is equally important for the youth to raise morale at an early age, develop efficient leadership, follow moral conduct and discipline, and understand duty towards society and nation in order to build the best society. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Rekha Sharma has directed the regulating bodies and service providers to ensure data security. Addressing an interaction on 5G Nepal, opportunities and the way forward, organized by the Technology Journalists Forum today, the minister said the protection of digital data and information is a link to the issue of nationality and it must be promoted, consolidated and guaranteed. Though the minister stressed the need of adopting latest IT innovations by Nepal, she stressed the need of determining an appropriate modality for its best use. Minister Sharma is of the opinion of using IT innovations for the benefit of the people and the nation. CPNUML chairperson KP Sharma Oli has said his party is free from the illusion of making any compromise for power and keeping aside own values and ideals, thinking power as the ultimate truth. Mentioning about national politics, new power coalition, opportunity and challenges after the election in the context of a mission grassroots campaign launched by the CPNUML for strengthening party organization, Chair Oli said formation of federal government and provincial government in the power balance of political parties based on consensus on December 25 is a political change in the national politics. He opined that the government has already unveiled its policy level priorities and common minimum programs and a positive impact has been seen in the share market. Minister for Health and Population Padam Giri, who is in Switzerland to participate in the 5th Global Ministerial Summit on Patient Safety, has met with the World Health Organization WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus at the latter's office. On the occasion, the minister thanked the WHO for its contribution to the health sector of Nepal. He praised the United Nations Agency for its contribution by providing COVID-19 vaccines in controlling, containing and eliminating various types of diseases including polio and in neonatal health. The minister's private secretary, Lakshman Giri, said the meeting also discussed the matter of the construction of the WHO Coordinator Center, strengthening the National Public Health Laboratory, and the continuous assistances for boosting efficiency for the implementation of the international health regulations. Health workers said children at Umkot of Budiganga Municipality 1 in Bajra district have showed symptoms of measles. 7 of the children who visited the local Dural Sen Basic Health Center for a health checkup exhibited disease symptoms, said nurse Bindu Bista, adding that all of them showed the common symptoms, including fever, rashes all over the body, cough and runny nose. Health section coordinator Deepak Saha said the municipality has been notified about the spread of the disease symptoms in the children. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. UN head Antonio Guterres has condemned Russia's invasion of Ukraine as an affront to the world's collective conscience at a meeting of the General Assembly nearly 1 year on. The meeting was debating a motion backed by Ukraine and its allies demanding Russia pull out immediately and unconditionally. Ukraine hopes that by supporting the motion, countries will show solidarity. The Kremlin has accused the West of wanting to defeat Russia at any cost. The Kremlin's ambassador to the UN said the US and its allies were prepared to plunge the entire world into war. Russian President Vladimir Putin sent up to 200,000 soldiers into Ukraine on 24th February in the biggest European invasion since the end of World War II. At least 2 people have died and more than 50 remain missing after a mine collapsed in China's northern Inner Mongolia region on Wednesday. Chinese leader Xi Jinping ordered a major search and rescue operation, which has so far found 6 survivors in the open pit mine at Alexei Lake. More than 900 rescue workers have been deployed. President Xi has instructed authorities to make every possible effort to find survivors, state media reported. Leader of the rescue mission said the rescue operation had been interrupted by a large landslide on Wednesday evening. This had halted some search efforts overnight. The mine collapsed around 17:13 local time on Wednesday, affecting a wide area, authorities said. The U.S. Department of Defense has released an image taken by an airman as he flew over the Chinese balloon shot down earlier this month. The selfie was taken from the cockpit of a U-2 spy plane as military leaders tracked the high-altitude balloon's progress over the continental U.S. Beijing has maintained that the balloon was a weather seep blown, of course, but Washington says the balloon was part of a struggling Chinese intelligence collection program. A senior State Department official said earlier this month that flybys revealed it was capable of conducting signals intelligence collection operations. Officials explained they could not shoot the balloon down overland because its size and likely debris field posed a threat to civilians on the ground. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecast the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in the hilly regions of Province 1 and Gandaki Province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. There are chances of light snowfall at one or two places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Province 1 and Gandaki Province. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says entire nation has trust in the youth. Communications Minister Rekha Sharma insists on data security and more than 50 people missing and to date after China mine collapse. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.